welcome back one more time. Hypnotic language is fun. And now I'm going to share with you the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm going to share with you a model which is known as the meta model. This is a model for gaining specificity in language. So we've looked at abstraction and how to actually create trance or utilize your language in a way which is persuasive and attractive. Now we're going to take a look at how we can actually gain specificity, gather information, or assist people in enriching their maps of reality, if you will. So this model comes from Virginia Satir. Virginia was known for her ability to speak with somebody just very, very conversationally. And as she did, she would simply gain specificity through her language. And by gaining specificity, her clients would find that their problems would oftentimes disappear. So a conversation with Virginia might go something like this. The client walks in and says, "He hurt me." Virginia would say, "How specifically?" And the client says, "Well, because he doesn't love me." And Virginia says, "Well, how do you know?" The client says, "Well, because when I came home, he was watching TV and not paying attention to me." Virginia might say, "How specifically does his watching TV mean that he doesn't love you?" The client says, "Well, I guess it doesn't necessarily mean that." So Virginia would just gain specificity with her clients and their problems would seem to disappear. And what this does is it actually serves to enrichen or widen an individual's internal map by challenging the limits of their reality. So remember, we make internal maps of reality. They are not reality themselves. Even the best map of California couldn't be California, even if it was built to scale. In a therapeutic interaction, a client's or a patient's map of reality isn't real. It's just their map of reality. And by asking specific questions, we can enrichen their maps of reality or widen them. This goes the same for coaching. This goes the same in our own lives. In fact, as you begin to learn these tools, you may find yourself asking yourself, "Well, how specifically do I know that?" So you'll oftentimes catch yourself and pull yourself out of the hypnosis of limitation as you begin to learn these patterns. So the patterns of specificity, also known as the meta model, was later repackaged and was called the precision model for a while in business. Although I like the original meta model better, so we're going to be working with those patterns right now in terms of gaining specificity.